This is on Solano Avenue, outside of Pete's Coffee, where my friend Jeff is to be found oftentimes on a Sunday morning. And I just asked him if he would say a few words about the mallard.
That's what I thought. Okay, well, see, I lived on the Albany Hill.
Right.
And the mallard is right down the bottom of it. And I would stop there in the afternoon and have two Budweisers. And if I was feeling really up there, a bourbon. And I was easily the youngest person in the place by a good 20 years. And I was 45 or something.
So it's an old timers place?
Oh, no, absolutely.
It certainly is one of the survivors there.
It has changed. It is presently the exact opposite, of course, where I would be easily one of the oldest people in the bar, filled with a much younger drinking clientele. Yeah, it was nice. Everybody was afternoon drinkers who had spent the day, the morning fishing, and then would come and drink away the afternoon. And how they got home, I preferred not to think about
it. This was before Uber, of course.
Oh, gee, no. Yeah, like I say, 1990, something like that. 91. So, yes, way before. Not to mention the fact that these gentlemen were not the sort to whip out an iPhone, even if such existed, and call Uber. I promise. They were real men's men, drinkers, and, you know.
So, retirees or not work, just not
They did not share any personal information with me. They allowed me to sit there because I was generally quiet and respectful, and I tipped 20% because you should always tip a bartender as much as you possibly can. Well, yeah. I'm curious as to how the hell you managed never to...
Well, like I say, we spent all our time Steppenwolf.
Yeah, totally other. The mallard has the best... Well, it had a really, really good jukebox, which it no longer has. It had one of the last pinball machines, which it got rid of 10 years ago, much to my dismay. And a big buffalo's head over the bar that looks more than a little worse for wear. But it's huge. I mean, it's real. It's a real buffalo.
That's not the sort of trophy animal you would...
it's weird.
Oh, I heard.
And what's a little macabre of me, as my marriage fell apart, one morning on the balcony of our apartment that overlooked the mallard, I watched them carry the owner down the steps in it. Dead. He had shot himself with a shotgun. And the relatives or whomever it was that the place fell to took to fighting among themselves, and the place was closed for like years. I don't know. I can't remember how many, but it just simply closed until somebody opened it up again and remade it into the cool. Well, at least I think it's cool. I haven't been in there in a long time, but I think it's now considered cool, like the Ivy Room is.
That's another place I haven't been to.
Well, they've changed that one entirely. Completely. It used to be run by a wonderful old woman. Whose son I was sure was a I can't say that. Never mind. With a very odd, colorful son, always dressed in black, and we drove really old cars. You've seen him, the sucker that would show up at the.
I know who you mean now. Yeah.
Right.
Him. We'll leave any other descriptions aside. But it's turning it now to a very cutting edge, woke, lesbian, gay. No, they make a big deal about it. It's not. I'm not casting aspersions.
Okay.
I mean, as far as that goes, I like lesbians. In fact, I have probably an unhealthy liking for. Never mind. But they turned it into two rooms, and one room's a concert room, and one room's the bar.
Live music?
All the time.
Really?
No, they've always had music, though.
See, that's something else I never knew.
So
yeah, I used to enjoy going in there and getting the correct amount of inebriated and listening to music, even though their acoustics were horrible. It was not built as a venue for music, but it's totally changed now.
But has turned into a very.
Well, I broached the idea of going there with this fellow Sean that I know from the pub, and he said, "Well, we'll have to start out at the Hotsy Totsy Club, then we'll go to the Ivy Room, then we'll go to now, then we'll go to."
Yeah, Hotsy Totsy is too small for my taste. You can't. There's nowhere to get away. I mean, it's. A box. Apparently a very popular box.
Yeah, I guess. Well, this craft cocktail.
I went into the Hotsy Totsy when I went into the Hotsy Totsy. Well, I tried all the bars on this side of university when I moved here to get married and live in the Albany Hill. And the only one I really liked was the Mallard and the Ivy Room. The rest of them were.
This one was.
There was something wrong with the rest of them.
So I don't know.
I just went down to the Ocean View Brewworks yesterday. They have a nice. They're right on San Pablo Avenue, just down a little bit from the ocean.
No, down from where?
Down from the Mallard. I mean, they're
so I was
really?
A block or two now. And it's a relatively new place. It's
I trust.
It's they have a nice outdoor patio. That's what it is.
Yeah, I like that.
What I like to do is turn off Johnny.
Is it a bar? I mean, or a little restaurant or a cafe or
just a well, it's a brew pub. So
you said that. Sorry.
You get there, I guess they might have some sort of snacks. But,
well, that shows you how rarely I come up here on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I have not noticed that. Wonder what they took over. Do you remember what was there? It hardly matters. But do you remember what was there ahead of time?
It's actually just, well, it's also just a block or two this side of the Hotsy Totsy. It's very, very close there.
Well, I'll pay attention next time I'm going that way. Seeing as how I don't drink beer anymore, because the suggestion is that they just serve beer and wine, right?
Yeah, right. I'm sure that's all. I'm not even sure if they have wine. Well, they must have wine.
Yeah, if they got beer, usually just because,
But it's a pleasant place. I don't normally, walk around there in the middle of the afternoon.
No, I hear you. Aesthetically, not overly pleasing.
It's pretty, the street noise is pretty loud.
Yeah.
And it has this sort of preposterous name. It's called Ocean View, but all you can see is Albany Hill.
Yeah, that did throw me for a moment. I was trying to imagine from exactly where on San Pablo you can see the ocean. And
have to have a vivid imagination.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm excited because the Salute, which closed down probably, it might be a year ago now. Anyway, a long time ago, is opening up again sometime soon, perhaps in October. The woman, I believe I'm right, the woman who owns Hotel Mac bought it, refurbished it, redid it, and is going to reopen it.
So is that going to be a new, you're going to resume your
Oh, that is the best place. If that is best, yes, absolutely. That bar, they haven't changed it that much. It's still got the best place to get slightly inebriated I've ever found anywhere. Now, I'm not much of a traveler, but
it does have a nice view.
And it doesn't matter what's going on weather-wise. I mean, it's always an interesting view. So I'm looking forward to that. The old bartender Gon is going to be back. He's been working at Hotel Mac. Anyway, so yeah, absolutely. I like the Hotel Mac, and it's close to my house.
Yeah, Bill talks about.
Yeah,
going there with you regularly.
We have an excellent time, but they have a really, 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 really annoying piano player who isn't good.
What are your kids doing?
Not even isn't very good.
Well,
isn't good. Sounds like she's playing. Sounds like she just got a new instruction book the week before, and is still working her way through the first third of the book. Week after a week. God, is she annoying. God. Anyway, so if I can get away from that, that would be pleasurable. And God knows Hotel Max got no view to speak of. I mean,
Harris is still living in.
But a nice venue, anyway.
Yeah, that certainly is. I haven't ever been inside of it.
You've never been inside the Hotel Max? It's really amusing the places you've managed not to see. Yeah, you should stick your nose in sometime. It's really a nice setting, excellent setting. They even have relatively small television sets at each end of the bar, which I always appreciate. The smaller the television screen, the better. I don't think there should be televisions in bars.
I agree.
We're a minority.
Yeah, that's something I really dislike about the circus pub. There's no way of getting away from it.
No, exactly. And I tell you the truth. I'm not making this up. I, in my barfly days in L.A., I remember when even in the fanciest bars, televisions began appearing over the bar, and I was dismayed. I thought, what? Why are you showing me televisions? I never asked anybody. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered if I told them I was against it. But I remember when it started happening. Between that and piped-in drum machine-driven music, they ruined the bar experience for me. At least the pub doesn't do that. I really hate drum machines.
Yeah, I like freelance, spontaneous music, not amplified.
No, I like real people doing it. It seems.
I was down at Elevation 66 last night, and they have.
I don't know what that is.
It's
rings a small bell.
It's also on San Pablo. It's
and I'm not allowed to ask about marriage.
The other end of the block from where the Pastime Hardware is, across the street. Next to the.
No,
movie.
No, I know.
Next to the movie.
I'm with you. I'm getting a little concerned with the amount of stuff I don't see. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, you probably don't hang out around the
No, but I've been
local streets here,
so. I've been. Never mind. So what is it?
It's another brew pub.
Jeez.
But they have food also. Pretty good. Good food, actually. And on Saturday nights, they've been having small groups playing music in just one the corner by the window.
What kind of music?
Well, I guess it varies. It was sort of like country music last night. They had three or four people. A vocalist, guitar.
Working in a...
No fiddle?
In a conservative...
You know, it was sort of hard for me to see. There was all sort of jammed in there.
I hear you.
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Well, both you and Bill apparently have a tendency. Well, I don't know, when was this music taking place? I was assuming this was at night. Yeah.
Saturday, they seems to play.
Yeah, I'm usually in bed somewhere between 8 and 9, so, yeah. It takes some real impetus to,
I know what you mean. Well, that's part of the reason that I go out, is that would be my fate. Fate is to fall asleep.
What do you got against sleep? I like it too much, huh?
Well, I guess I'm just too impatient.
I'm surprised. I didn't expect it.
Well, I go to bed between 8 and 9, and I get up between 4 and 5. Massachusetts. So that is a
liberal state.
That's
recommended amount.
Yeah, well, that's sleep. Well, I would probably do.
Yeah, but it's true. California.
Yeah.
There's a bit of me that wishes I could shift that behavior, but I've been doing this a long time now, so it's unlikely. Most of my habits are now ingrained, and that's okay. I find at this point my habits are for the most part useful. It means I don't have to think quite as much. God, it didn't ruin my Sunday, but I made the mistake of watching Trump do one of his very odd press conferences where the background noise is a helicopter and you can't hear any of the questions. You ever seen him do that? He's been doing that now, you know, for like a year and a half. I mean, he stops on his way to the helicopter on the lawn and takes questions that you can't hear what the questions are. In the background is the thumpity 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 thump of the helicopter, and then he bloviates about this or that, you know. But he claims that his phone call to the Ukrainian whomever was 100% okay and just perfect and a 10. Personally, I don't know what everybody's so fucking upset about. I mean, he's stupid enough to do this kind of thing, you know, on a line where there's somebody listening and taking and typing it out, but he's not very bright. I mean, people don't want to look at that too closely because that's a little frightening, but he's not very bright. And almost nothing he's ever done worked out except for being on The Apprentice. And he didn't have to do anything. He wasn't responsible for production, marketing, nothing. He just had to come in and fire somebody. You never saw The Apprentice, did you?
Nope.
Good man.